Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hi there, I'm Kona Gallagher.
And I'm Ethan Flake.
And together, we are the husband and wife team behind And Then They Were Gone, a true crime podcast about unsolved missing persons cases. Each week, we take a deep dive into a case that I have researched and written about and that you have never heard of.
Right, and I react naturally and usually leave you with a whole lot of stuff to edit out of the podcast.
Very true. But I do love getting your analysis and a fresh perspective on these crimes that I've been spending so much time learning about. So you can see us on your favorite podcast app every Wednesday when we release a brand new episode.
And find us on the socials at ATTWGpod.
And you can also visit us on our website, andthentheyweregone.com.
Could you hold the key to bringing someone home?
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in to the Frequency of the Past, where great stories are waiting to be heard again. Please consider following, reviewing, and rating the podcast. A big thank you to all those who already have. And please, be sure to share this podcast with anyone you know who likes audiobooks, old-time radio, and audio dramas. That would be a great way to help out the podcast. And with all that, please enjoy the show.
Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Locking the door, kid? What you locking the door for?
Ma's in there.
So what? So what? Ma's in there, okay. So what you want to lock her in for?
Keep her there. Ma's too curious. Now, come on.
Where are we going?
We're going places. Boy, are we going places.
You locked your ma into your apartment. What you want to lock your ma in your apartment for?
Reasons.
Jeff, what's doing? What is this? I'm your girl, and you tell me.
I'm telling you, she gets too curious. I got my sight to look after. I'm not tied to no apron strings.
Oh, yeah, but locking her in and taking the key.
I wish she'll stay there. About time she stayed there. About time she left me alone. She can stick to a TV. Me, I don't want no interference.
That's me. Oh, of course your ma don't want to leave you alone. Only son, no father. What else is she going to do but want to look after you? Mothers get that way. They're funny that way.
Yeah, well, I'm not having her come after me. But how do you think I feel when I'm with the gang and she comes after me? From now on, I'm the lone guy. And if you want to stick, you do as I say, Sally.
Oh, yeah, but luck in your mind.
As I say.
Oh, okay, okay. Seems to me there's no need to get tough just because your ma can't come after you. An old lady like that. Hey, Jim, what if there's a fire?
There won't be no fire. Well, no squawks from you, neither.
Okay, okay. Girl can only say what she thinks.
Yeah. No thinking. Strictly dumb, that's you. Joint needs shaking up. One horse, dead beat dump.
Mobster, no less.
Oh, mobsters make a good living. Me, I'm for the big time, knuckling with the big boys. Well, this way.
Now, Jeff, don't you go getting into trouble. Oh, I don't know, I shouldn't go back and let your ma out.
You do, and this baby is alone, but strictly. You want me to go with another guy?
No. I want to go with you.
Well, then.
Get me into all sorts of trouble if I don't.
Listen, baby, trouble's our second name from now on. I'm carving myself a hunk of rock, legal or the other way. You want to come with me? Come on. You don't? Then go get yourself someplace else. You see this?
Go flashing the gun around, not here. Cops will pick you up.
You see this? Yeah. Dough. Know where I got it?
Yes.
I'm as tough as the next guy. I get my dough where I find it.
And a gun?
My old man used this in France, picking off anybody getting in his way. My old man was tough. Me too. Law or no law, I'm looking after me. But you see that apple on Luigi's stand? Go help yourself to it.
No, Jeff.
Okay, I will. Hey, Luigi! I'm taking this apple!
Ah, sure, Jeff. Go ahead. Help yourself.
I'm taking it for free. I'm not paying.
No matter. Your ma always buys anyway. That's what she said. She said, Luigi, if my boy Jeff wants the fruit, you let him have it. I'll buy. She's a good mother to you, Jeff.
I'm not paying. She's not paying.
I'll pay, Jeff. How much, Luigi?
These women. Jeff, there's something about you. I don't know. I think maybe all the girls want to mother you. My boy's left school, too, and he's working already. 15 cents, Sally, to you. 15 cents.
Come on.
Your apple. I cannot take the money. You're not taking the apple. Me, Sally, you have not taken the apple.
You humiliate me, making me small. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
You can't steal from Luigi, Jeff. A small-time guy only making a little dough.
Small-time? Whose fault is that? He's small-time because he's got a small-time mind.
Better small-time mind than big-time no good.
You're getting at me, huh? Okay, we'll soon find out who's a boss around here. You're riding with me, kid. And we're getting in real trouble right now. Stick up, that's why.
Oh, Jeff. No, Jeff, look.
Bank. Here. Something. Yeah. Come on, we'll grab ourselves some real dough from a drugstore. I'm going in, see? You stay by the door. Flash my gun. Money, mister. Grab it all and we mix with the crowd, see? Okay, by the door here. Stay there, will you? And wipe that scared look off. You want to give everybody the tip-off? Corner up, hat down. All set.
Look out, mister. I got papers to deliver. I'm in a hurry.
Scram, will you? Out of the way.
Hey, you can't do that to me. I'm important. I got a paper around.
Shut up, will you?
No, you push me. Big brother will fix you. Jed. Hey, Jed.
Quiet up. Pin your ears back.
Well, let's get out of it, Jeff.
He pushed me.
No, kid, Dylan's putting me off.
I'm trouble. Somebody pushed my kid brother around. Him, he pushed me.
That's not nice, mister. Brother's only a kid.
Yelling brat. He gets in my way again. He knows what's coming to him.
And you'd know what was coming to you, wouldn't you?
Come away, Jeff. Come away.
You think because you're big, I'm scared of you, huh?
Yeah, I do.
That to your brother and that to you!
Son, you're a kid. You go home before I get riled. Go on home to your ma.
Ma. Always ma. If you think I can't hit harder, you got another thing coming. And another one.
Real sorry I have to do this. Looks like you're a nice kid, but spoiled. Well, this will spoil you a bit more.
Oh, you brute, you bully.
Kelly, I apologized beforehand. What more could I do? But I'd let him go and hit me. You never know, he might have ended up hurting me. And that I don't like.
No, Jeff, no.
You're not getting away with it, mister. Mobs to handle me and dynamite. Didn't reckon on me having a gun, did you?
You're right, I didn't.
Well, reach, mister, reach high.
Looks like I've got no option. Act careful, son. When your hand shakes the way yours does, you're liable to twitch that trigger. By mistake, I hope.
Yes.
Now, well, there's no mistake about this, mister. Hitting me is a mistake, but fatal.
Officer O'Hara.
What?
Tell the kid to let the kid get away.
Come quickly. Quickly, this way.
Come on, Sally. No, stay right where you are, mister. Don't move.
He's coming, Jeff. Officer O'Hara's coming.
Back away, Sally. And when I say go for your life. Right, go.
He went that way, officer. Careful, he's out.
Down the subway. This way, Sally, down here. Now walk. Pull yourself together. Walk ordinary or you'll have us both in jail.
He's behind you, not far behind.
Keep going, down to the subway. You can't run, Sally. Start running in this crowd and close in. Close in a second. Relax now. Easy. Look like one of the crowd, nobody notices you.
If you found to overtake us, they're just behind.
Crowd like this makes everybody move at the same rate. Boy, my luck. Train's coming in now. Keep back. I push through. Come on, follow me. Up the other end.
Come on, Jack, come on. It'll go without it.
Yeah, we'll let it. Get around behind this exit here.
We've got to catch it. We'll never get away.
Let them catch it.
Hey!
Let them.
They'll see we're not on the train.
Him. His brother in the car. Get back.
Let's get out on the train, officer. Come on. It's going.
We're on it, huh? Catch him before they get off to the next station.
There was a gun with him.
Keep quiet. Keep still. Let him get on. The fool. Where'd he fall over that gag?
He's gone? They've all gone?
Of course they have. Fellas only gotta use his brains.
What are we gonna do? Jeff, where can we go? What can we do?
Be close to me, kid. There's nothing to it. It's all in a day's work. Now, up these stairs. From now on, kid, we're on the outside. Armed robbery. That can send you up for 10 years.
But you didn't rob Jeff.
I was going to. It's the same thing. You let that big guy have the full clip if his brother hadn't got away. That ought to have been murder. You and me, kid, far as the cops are concerned, are hot.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do now?
Well, it's, there's nothing for it, Sally. We just have to grab ourselves an auto. We'll beat it to the wide open spaces until the heat's cooled off.
Steal one?
Steal one? You just call it what you like. Yeah, that one. Convertible. Yeah, speedy, too. Follow me and walk up to it casually. Yeah. Keys in the ignition. Well, step in, Sally. This sort of thing means nothing to a guy like me.
going. I'm not.
Well, stay if you want, but when the cops catch you, don't you rat about me. Stay if you want. I'm not pressuring you. If you want to go to a women's jail, that's your business. Me, I'm for the wide open spaces.
Won't it start, Jeff?
Well, of course it will. Ignition on, red light showing. Of course it'll start. It's a bit cold, I guess.
Oh, Jeff.
Cut it out, will you? I know how to drive a car.
There's a man coming, Jeff. He looks just like he owns it.
Men look the same. Can't tell who owns an auto.
But he's coming straight towards us, looking straight at us.
This is where I swam.
Hey, you.
Jeff, Jeff.
Oh, scrap iron, start, will you?
I told the garage it was out of gas.
You did what?
Oh, I don't know. I phoned the garage. I told him I was out of gas. Then when I get back here, you are running the battery flat. You're from the gas station, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, did you bring a can?
No.
What's the matter with you guys? Go on. Get out of there and go back and get a gallon can. Yeah. I thought you got here too fast to be true. I don't know. I don't know how many dollars a week I pay that gas station, and look at the service I get. Incompetent, no good bunglers. Now, you go and get that can. I'll wait for you here. Running a battery flat. Yeah, and while you're about it, make it a 2-gallon can. Oh, go on. I've got all day to waste if you have.
Come on, Sal.
Yeah. And another thing. You're paid to fetch me gas, not to go walking with your gal.
Drop dead, will you? Running out of gas. Such a fine thing. Big guy with a big plushy auto and he runs out of gas.
Didn't know. I thought you were from the gas station. He didn't know you were trying to steal his auto.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky to him I didn't pull a gun on him. Flash greenback plasterer. Thinks dollars are all dimes. All because he gets autos on easy payments. Wipe that smile up his greasy kiss up pretty quick. I'm going back to slug him.
No, Jeff, no. The cops are after you already. Start a brawl and they'll get you for sure.
Well, it's lucky for him. That's all I can say. Lucky for him. Dumb clucks. Gee, I want to smash somebody. That's what I want to do. I want to smash somebody. What's the use?
Don't feel too bad, Jeff.
I don't feel bad. I feel fine.
Sure you do. Let's go home, Jeff.
Home? Not on your life. I'm finished with home. As far as I'm concerned, it's wiped. Gone. Finished. I never did have a home. I haven't got one now. I'm a lone guy making my own way in the world. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something real big, real tough.
What, Jeff?
Yeah. Leave my mark. Get my name in the papers real big. Murder, that's what.
You're joking, of course.
Joking? Was I joking when I held that guy up? Was I kidding when I made a snatch for that car?
No. Well, in a way.
Murder. Big time job. Somebody big. I'm going to show them. I'll make them sit up. Make my name known. People will say, you see that guy? Big time, headline stuff, biggest hoodlum in town. Yeah, I know. Come on around here, up the street.
No, Jeff. I've had this. I don't want to go on.
You're scared. Scared girls, they give me a pain.
I'm not scared. I don't want to get into trouble, that's all.
Come on.
But I don't want to go. I want to go home. I don't want to go with you anymore.
Listen, Sally, you walk out on me now and I go to the cops. Maybe they'll get me, but they'll get you as well. And you're nearly 18. That makes you responsible. That means you're not a juvenile delinquent. That means you get into more trouble than I do. Now, are you coming?
I know I ought to. I know you'll end up in real trouble.
That's what I'm looking for, baby, trouble.
Where are we going?
Up here. Quiet street. You know who walks down here every evening? Jack Tramiel, that's what.
Jack Tramiel? I've never heard of him. Oh, Jack. Please, let's go home.
No.
Jack Tramiel. I know a kid works for him. Jack Tramiel's news, novelties and what have you, worth a fortune. And he's marrying a European princess or something. Yeah, he'll do.
Do for what, Jim?
Yeah. His name will make news. Maybe too much. Could be a pinch of publicity from me.
Pinch?
I'll get even with them all. They're gonna suffer, not me.
Jeff, what are you thinking of?
People will have to learn to leave me alone. They'll see the headlines, but it'll be too late. Now he comes down from out of his office around here, goes to the car park around the corner. Yeah. This will do here. Yeah, fine. Nobody around? Ideal. Come on, Sal, into this doorway here.
What are you going to do? I must know what you're going to do.
Cara, will you keep quiet? I'm going to show people some people can look after themselves.
But what, Jeff? What?
I've got to kill to show them, and I've got to kill.
Not the gun, Jeff. Not the gun.
Now, store it, will you? Shouting and yelling. If you don't shut up, it'll be you getting shot.
Yes, Jeff.
I'm telling you what to do, and I'm telling you to shut up. Life's not worth living unless I kill somebody. I've got to get my name in the papers. I gotta show him I'm as good as the next. He's coming. I'll keep back. Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Marrying a princess. He's coming this way. Oh, boy, is he gonna get it.
Don't do it, Jeff. Don't.
Shut up. This is as far as you go, mister.
Hmm? Oh, hello.
You're Jack Tramiel.
I must confess to it.
You think you're going to marry a princess? You think you're a clever man?
Well, not clever. I take advantage of any possibilities around.
Well, just you look at this.
Oh, Jack, no.
What is it? Oh, a gun.
And one that'll kill you, mister.
Well, not many novelties kill me nowadays. Let's have a look at it.
And you let go!
How can I look at it with you hanging on? Thanks. Oh, yeah, saw these some years ago. Used to be very popular during the war. No demand for them now. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sonny. Afraid I couldn't place it for you.
But it's a gun, a gun!
I made like one. Press the trigger and a cigarette pops up. Yes. Want one? No? Oh, well, as you offered me one, I'll take it. Thanks. The other end, the barrel end, used to be a lighter. Yeah, it still is. Well, thanks a lot. Sorry I couldn't use it. Good.
The big, tough hero. The big man. Why don't you go and play with your toys?
Look, I can explain, Sally. I knew it wasn't really a gun. I wanted
to... You wanted to impress me. Go on home, baby.
You don't understand. Nobody understands me.
Understand you? You don't need a magnifying glass to know a baby when you see one. And to think you had me scared. From now on, Jeff, find yourself another girl. All hot air.
Baby, I wanted you to admire me. I wanted to show you what I could do.
You wanted to wear big boy pants. And you're not out of the dye up the stage yet. Don't leave me alone. Get out of my hair.
I'll show you. I'll hold up a bag.
Go ahead. There's a nice one. First National. Go right ahead. That's the main entrance.
Why does everybody laugh at me? I'm as good as the next guy. All I gotta do is to have a chance to prove it.
As far as I'm concerned, you've had your chance. A guy who can't even take fruit from Luigi without messing it up is my idea of a man. Now that Tom, now there's a man who is a man.
Tom?
Yeah. You want to see him? Follow me.
Well, you can't leave me, Sal. You're my girl.
Girl doesn't feel like a girl with a milk shop around. Bye, Jeff. Go back home to your ma.
Oh. Corazon in that sky. I'll show her. Or a bomb at the governor. That's what I'll do. Yeah. Is that making somebody? Or I'll bust me some joint wide open. I'll kill somebody. And from now on, brother, I'm tough. I don't take no orders from nobody.
That you, Jeff?
Yeah, Ma.
I've been watching the TV. Have you been out?
Well, didn't you know I'd been out?
No. And you come in here. Your pa's old fancy gun is missing and $10 from the coffee tin where I keep the house keys. I gotta talk to you. You shut that door and lock it, and you come right in here.
Nobody tells me.
What's that?
Nothing, Ma.
Well, you come in here before I get the stick to you.
Yes, Ma.
Closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure all start when a door is unlocked by the key.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Got the keys, Luke?
Sure.
Here. Your old man know you're using the car tonight?
No, Rafe. He's in the next door watching the TV.
Come on, then. Let's go.
Where are we meeting the rest of the gang?
That line straight near the quarry.
Take it easy, Rafe. You want Pop to hear?
Relax, son. We'll just back out of the drive nice and slow.
I sure hope Pop don't hear us, that's all. He said I wasn't to use the car unless I asked him first.
Yeah, my old man says that all the time. Hold tight, Luke. Here we go.
It's just as well I left the gate open. We'd have taken it with us.
You want to play chicken, Luke? You got to learn to drive real smooth. Don't know why you're worrying anyhow. Well, your pup watches TV, wouldn't hear a thing even if the house fell on him.
He sure does go for those thriller stories. He watches them all the time.
Ain't he kind of old to drive a souped-up buggy like this?
The way Pop drives, this buggy's strictly a slow old oil burner.
Well, let's see what she can do, Luke.
Oh,
Luke, she's sweet. Let's not wait till we meet up with the boys, huh? First car we see...
There's one coming now, right?
Okay, hold tight. First time you play chickens are worse. After that...
He's dipping his lights.
Like watching a man haul down his flag. Here we go. Look at him, Luke. Just a pair of headlights and he's scared stiff. Now let's pull right over and...
Look at the hitting range.
He'll back down. He's chicken. Luke, he's chicken. We hit him, Luke. Let's get out of here fast.
His car's turned over, Rafe. We hit him. Oh, for Pop's sake. Rafe, wait.
You wanted to join the gang, Luke. Now you're in, son. You're in.
Quick, Hank. Give me a hand to get him out of there.
Come on, pal. Get this door open and we...
My wife, officer, she's... Boys in the back, too.
Yeah, lift him out gently, Hank.
Yeah, okay, I got him.
Okay. Here we are. Yeah. Just as well he's out to it, Hank.
To see his wife.
Yeah. Guess we'd better get them out. Looks like another guy in too much of a hurry to get home.
Say, you figure there's any hope for the other two?
Let's wait for the ambulance.
Yeah.
If the doctor can help those two, I'll give you a month's pay.
Oh, over here, doctor. Two of them. One and boy.
Where? Oh, yeah. Still in the car, huh?
Figured you want to look at them before we tried to move them. No chance of fire, sir.
He all right?
Fainted, I guess.
All right. We'll look at him afterwards, sir. Yeah. I can see why you didn't move him.
Hey, Lefty! Two stretches, fast.
Coming up, Doc.
Doesn't look good, Doc, does it?
Good. I'll go to the hospital, officer, but from there, they'll go straight to the morgue. You to manage okay?
Sure, Doc. Come on, mate. Let's get this over and head back to that poker game.
Three, nine, five, seven.
He's coming out of a girl.
Yeah.
Wife, Helen. Is she...
She's all right. Don't worry.
And the boy, Harold, he...
Just take it easy, pal.
Okay.
You feel well enough to talk?
Sure.
How did it happen?
He's pretty badly shocked, fellas. Better leave that till later.
No, it's number play. It was chicken. That's what it was, you know. Why the chicken cross the road? Why the chicken? You had to get to the other side. But, hey, you sure my wife's... Now, doctor, don't lie to me. Don't tell me...
Someone was playing chicken, is that it?
Well, my wife, she...
Roll up his sleeve, officer.
Listen, Doc, if he can't talk, let him. Could be we'll catch the driver. Could be we'll...
He's in no condition to talk. With what he's got to face, it's better he doesn't.
Hey, Doc, you know who this is? Just had a look at his license found in the glove box. It's Pete Morgan, the racing driver. You know, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, yeah, crash. That last bet, I had to race one in that last betting.
Okay, officer. Roll his shirt down. He'll be all right now.
You going to be the one to tell him, Doc?
Yeah, I guess so. When he wakes up. That's how you get to be real successful in the medical profession, officer. Telling guys like Pete Morgan what's happened to their wife and kid.
Better you than me, Doc.
Chicken. That's what he said. Telling him is one road I sure don't want to cross.
Keep you waiting, Morgan.
Spotted trouble with the driver trying to bribe the cop who booked him.
Yeah, I'm in no hurry, Lieutenant.
No? I guess my saying I'm sorry about your... I don't suppose it helps much.
Yeah.
I asked you to come down to the station house, Morgan, for one reason. I've been all through this statement of yours, and I figured you might want to add to it.
Such as?
Well, the traffic cop who found you claimed you was muttering something about chicken when they pulled you out on a number plate.
So?
So this statement of yours doesn't mention that at all. Now, I know it's going back over something you'd rather forget. But if you can help us in any way...
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I was just delirious at the time. I guess I didn't know what I was saying.
Yeah, all right. Supposing you tell me just what happened once again.
Car skidded, that's all.
And you expect me to believe that a racing driver of your experience couldn't control that?
That's right.
And there was no question of another car being involved.
That's right, Lieutenant.
If there had been, Morgan, you're giving the driver the chance to play chicken again by covering up for him.
Oh, let it go, Lieutenant. You figure I'd cover up for the guy who killed my wife and boy?
No, but I can't see...
Supposing there had been a fella coming at me. Well, you say some kid in a hot rod and I'd been able to get his plate number. Well, what would happen to him?
Hmm? Oh, well, we'd pull him in, he'd go off on a traffic homicide charge.
And then?
A jail sentence, a stiff one. Or reform school.
Oh, that's the theory, but not always the practice, Lieutenant Dodge.
Listen, Morgan,
the law can be twisted, Lieutenant. It can be beaten.
If this is just a theory, you're sure worked up about it, Morgan.
Listen, Lieutenant, a man who earns his living the way I do, driving fast cars and taking risks on the track, always gets wound up about a thing like this game of chicken. And why not? The practice ought to be wiped out, but because teenagers are the main participants, they get warnings and fines.
What would you do?
Me? Well, that's a good question, Lieutenant. What would I do? I'll give it some thought. Let you know when I've got the answer.
Do that. Do you want this statement of yours to stand?
Yeah. Anything else, Lieutenant?
No. Thanks for stopping by.
I'll be seeing you, Lieutenant.
Oh, Morgan.
Yeah?
On the left-hand door of your car, there was a long dent right along. A smear of light blue paint. It couldn't have happened in the accident as you describe it.
No?
How did it happen?
Well, I can't remember, Lieutenant. Light blue paint.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, Morgan. Oh, that you, Callahan? Yeah, he's leaving now. You keep tailing him, will you? Okay. Yeah, I want to know every place he goes. What's that? Of course I'm sure of it. And for some reason of his own, Pete Morgan is covering up for the driver. That's why I want you to keep following him. He just might try to handle this himself.
Rafe, listen, I gotta tell my pop about this. It's a whole month now. It gets worse. I keep thinking about that woman.
You know, when I get through it on this hunk of wood, Luke, it's gonna look real pretty. You see what it's gonna be?
You're not even listening to me.
Sure, I'm listening, yeah. How many times have I got to tell you, Luke, we're in the clear? Didn't I get the dent in the car fixed for you? If there'd been anything to tie us in with what happened, the police would have been round here to your house fast. Yeah, the way I see it, we weren't to blame anyway. This, Pete Morgan's a racing driver. He just should have pulled over quicker. Ah. Anyway, it's finished. You want it, Luke?
Yeah. A racing car?
Yeah, that's right. Just like the one Pete Morgan drives. Go on, you keep it by you, Luke.
Why?
Well, so that whenever you feel like talking about what happened that night, you won't. Not if you've got me something.
Sharif, Rick, maybe it's the police now.
Well, probably your parents back from town.
They're not due to late.
Go and answer.
Yeah. I'm coming. What do you want, mister?
You mind if I come in, son?
My pop isn't home, mister. He's
no,
not...
well, I'll just come in and wait.
What? Mister, I don't think my pop would like you barging in this way.
Well. Some of it isn't the famous Pete Morgan.
What?
I've seen your picture in the papers lots of times, Mr. Morgan.
What do you want to see my pop about, Mr. Morgan?
The plate number on his car, son. You tell me if I'm wrong, but isn't it OOT957? Is that right? OOT957?
I don't remember.
Why do you want to know, Mr. Morgan?
You live here, too?
Me? No, I'm Rafe Corbett. Me and Luke were just thinking about going down to take a look at the ball game.
Yeah, that's right. So, if you could come back later, maybe...
Where's your pop's car, Luke?
He's out in it right now.
It isn't any of my business, Mr. Morgan, but... why are you asking all these questions?
Is it a light blue sedan, Luke?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer him, Luke. Come on, let's go see that ball game.
You carved this, Luke?
Me?
I carved it, mister. Why?
Well, it's pretty good. Seems funny, though, you carving a model of the car I drive.
Does it?
Maybe you can remember that number plate.
I can't even remember my dad's, let alone Luke's.
Why do you want to know the number, Mr. Morgan?
You ever drive your pop's car, Luke?
Sometimes.
You like driving?
Sure, I do.
Listen, Mr. Morgan, we ain't...
You drive it at night, too?
Why not? Is there a law against it?
No, none that I know of. Were you driving that car at night a month ago on the 23rd of July? That's a month ago exactly, Luke.
You better get out of here, Mr. Morgan. You haven't got any right to be here.
I'll come down and watch the ball game with you. Until your pop gets home, Luke.
Why do you want to see him?
Don't you know?
You haven't got a thing on us, mister. Not a thing.
You were in that car as well, Corbett. Is that it?
Now, listen, you...
Don't you pull a knife on me, Corbett, or I'll break your arm!
Yeah. Drop it!
Now sit down and be quiet. All right. Which one of you was driving?
It was my fault, Mr. Morgan. I wanted to join the gang.
Whose gang?
Shut up, Luke. Shut up, Rafe. I said shut up.
You're quite a boy, aren't you, Corbin?
You can't prove a thing.
I saw the number plate of the car that forced me off the road, Corbin.
Why have you waited all this time?
Who was driving, Luke?
You tell him, Luke.
No need to. I know.
All right, so it was me. What are you going to do about it? Hand me over to the police?
I could.
I'm glad you know, Mr. Morgan. I've been wanting to tell someone to talk about it. We didn't mean
to. Didn't mean to? Is that all you've got to say? I don't want to hear you talk about it, Luke. You're not going to ease your conscience by telling me how you felt all this time.
But it's the only time I ever played chicken. I haven't ever been in the car since. Every time I look in my... I can see...
My wife was 28 years old, Luke. Her name was Helen. Maybe you saw that in the paper. My son
yeah,
was too. Harold. For his age, he was husky as a football player. He just started to talk, but most of the time he still used his own language, which he understood mighty well.
If I could take back that one night,
You saw me crash, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you didn't even bother to come back and see if you could help. You think your sniffling now helps?
Just what are you going to do, Morgan? Sit here and talk?
How old are you, Rafe?
17, if it's anything to you.
Luke?
16.
Lieutenant Dodds down at the station asked me what I'd do to a chicken player. I said then I didn't know. When I came through that door, I figured I had the answer. But I was wrong. I was going to use this.
A gun?
Yeah. I came here to kill whoever was driving that car.
Go ahead. I ain't chicken.
No. No, lying back in that chair, you're telling yourself you're a big man. Comic book hero. Tough guy.
Mr. Morgan, don't shoot. Nearly all the guys have played chicken at some time or other, and nothing happened to them.
Concentrated on killing yourselves. I wouldn't give a nickel.
I'll do anything, Mr. Morgan, anything. Hey, it wasn't my fault. It was Rafe and the gang. They all said I was yellow.
They were right, Luke. You are. You didn't have enough backbone to let the gang call you chicken. Now you want to try and forget the whole thing by unloading the memory of that night. Well, that's why I'm leaving you here, Luke. To wait for the police.
No.
They'll want to hear you talk. They'll want you to repeat it over and over. The whole story until it's set in your mind in a way nothing will ever shift. You weren't driving the car, Luke, so you'll have an easier time. In one way.
I wanted to go back, Mr. Morgan. You didn't even
have the nerve for that. That's why I'm leaving you here, Luke. To wait. I want you to be able to remember it all. I wanted to keep you awake nights. I want you to see the look in your father's face when they sentence you.
If you ain't going to use that gun, Morgan, why don't you put it away?
I'm not using it, Rafe. With you, I still haven't found the answer. Now, come on, get up! Maybe Lieutenant Dodds is right. The law can take care of you.
You figure Luke will still be there in his house when the cops come, Morgan?
If he runs, they'll find him.
You sure ain't taking any chances, are you? If it wasn't for my hands being tied, I'd jump you, Morgan.
When Dodd sees you, he'll take that rope off and replace it with handcuffs.
One thing won't worry me none. The look on my old man's face when they sentence me. I guess he'll be too drunk to hear anyway.
Shut up,
You know something, Morgan? I got a big kick out of driving Luke's car that night, yeah. Big lift. Reform school, eh? Maybe jail. Guess I might get 10 years. But I'll be out on parole before you can spit, Morgan.
If you want to get down to that precinct station in one piece, Corbett, just stop talking.
I ain't scared of you. No law against talking, is he? You know, maybe I'll stand up in court and say I'm sorry. It was all a mistake, and could be I'll cry a little. Poor, misunderstood teenager.
You're a murderer, Rafe, as surely as if you'd pulled a trigger.
But how are you going to prove that? All I need's a mouthpiece like they have in the
show. Shut up, Corbett, shut up!
Shut up. You know, they tell me the reform school's pretty swell these days. It'll get me away from my old man, anyhow. Maybe I'll get to learn a trade, and then in a couple of years, I'll be out. But Morgan, that won't help you any. That won't... What are we stopping for?
Finish what you were going to say, Rafe.
You mean about not helping you any? Oh, sure, I'll be looking you up, Morgan. Might even call you a couple of times. But that won't bring back your wife and kid, will it?
Get out of the car, Rafe.
What, like this?
You don't need your hands untied to run. There's a sheer drop on one side of the road, Rafe, and a steep bank on the other.
Listen, what do you...
You got the kind of brute stupidity that shouldn't be allowed to live, Rafe.
Not even a reform school. What happened to my wife and son could happen again while you can think and feel and drive a car. I said get out! Now start running, Ray. Let's play my kind of chicken.
Go on! Start running! You won't see me break Morgan? I ain't afraid of you!
No, Ray. I wonder.
No, Morgan. No!
Lieutenant Dodd speaking.
It's Callahan, Loot.
What is it?
I lost Pete Morgan.
What? How?
I guess he gotten down that I was telling him.
Listen, Callahan, if my hunch about Morgan is right, he's dangerous. Now pick up his trail. Shut that door, will you? Oh, it's all right, Callahan. He's here.
Who?
Pete Morgan. Goodbye. Still want the door shut, Lieutenant? Yeah. Mind if I sit down? Go ahead. Thanks. Remember that question you asked me, Lieutenant, about what I'd do to a chicken player? Yeah. I found the answer.
A closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.